As WGLT supporters know, we are always fundraising. I mean, we are a not-for-profit. It's money in, money out. The money that our users contribute gets spent on programming. And there have been times, depending on what else is going on in the world, that fundraising has been more of a struggle than others. And what we are trying to do, we're always looking for ways to build the most sustainable financial model possible for the longest term. And I think partnering with other radio stations and sharing of resources, is a very good way to do that.
But I guess to be clear, there are still going to be fundraising silos, so to speak, whereas money that's raised for WCBU will continue to go specifically for WCBU operations, and the same, of course, for GLT.
Absolutely. Not only do we want it that way, not only does Bradley University want it that way, but legally it has to be that way. So you're absolutely right. Users who are listening now who contribute to WGLT, which, by the way, as you know, you can do by going to WGLT.org, that money will be expended on WGLT operations. When you if you contribute now to WCBU in Peoria, if you contribute after this agreement takes effect on June 1st, that money will be expended on WCBU operations.
And how specifically does WGLT's involvement in WCBU's operations, how does that help them to continue the product that they have been delivering for close to 50 years in the Peoria area?
One of the beauties about operating a public radio station is we operate fairly transparently. So the audits are available online. Our financials are available online, and that's the same whether it's public university or private university. And I don't think it's any secret that WCBU has struggled at times in recent years. And what I believe this does is it will allow a lot of the business operations, a lot of the fundraising operations to be very much combined or at least shared. That way, we can put, especially in the beginning at WCBU, a greater percentage of the resources toward on-air and online content. And I think that's what WCBU listeners and users want to see. And then eventually, in years 2, 3, 4, and beyond, GLT will start to see some of those sorts of savings, again, from sharing resources.
And, of course, media partnerships are becoming more and more common, not just in radio, not just in public radio, but all forms of journalism. Various entities are working together. How does this sort of fit into that framework that you're seeing at many NPR stations across the country?
Well, this is my personal opinion and my personal philosophy, but I am not necessarily a fan, and I don't mean to criticize, but if you go to a lot of states, Iowa and Wisconsin kind of spring to mind, they have a statewide model where there is a hub. It's generally in the state capital, and everything happens there. And then you go out to the individual stations throughout those states, and they have one or two reporters that essentially work almost like old Associated Press bureau reporters or bureau chiefs. That is not what we want. And I don't think there's any interest from my counterparts elsewhere in Illinois to have that kind of model here, although I think the Corporation for Public Broadcasting would like to see us adopt that sort of model. I think there is a way that you can share, again, the business operations, which are important. They're necessary to keep those stations functioning. But at the end of the day, no one listening now is necessarily contributing because they want to pay for business operations. They want the content. We get that. So if we can be as efficient as possible on the business side of things and then allow each individual station, GLT and CBU in this case, to remain as local as possible, with local hosts, with local reporters, with individual positioning and individual types of sounds that are honed and specific to their market. I think that is the way to go, and that's what we're trying to achieve here.
Illinois seems to be too big and broad and diverse of a state, even more so than Iowa and Wisconsin, to make any sort of homogenous programming possible.
Well, exactly. I mean, you could make the case that Illinois is as many as probably 4 or 5 different states in and of itself, right? I mean, and you look at a station like WBEZ in Chicago, a fantastic station. But you look at WSIU in Carbondale, which also serves its community very well. Now, what in the world do those stations have in common with one another, other than the fact that they're in the same state and guided by the same state law? So there's going to be some interest in what's happening in Springfield. But there's not a whole lot in common other than that. Certainly, Bloomington Normal and Peoria have more in common than that particular example. But I think everybody listening now would agree that they are very individual communities, even though there's some cross-pollination. They're very unique communities, and we don't want a model that covers both. I don't want to, you know, pick on our friends in broadcast television, but I think if you have followed, as you have, Eric, how the news stations in Peoria have attempted over 30 years to try to cover Peoria and Bloomington simultaneously. It's not easily done, and we have no interest in approaching it that way.